water.
Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site. They are completely free, unlike those other talk show hosts, many of whom want to charge you for accessing their sites. Again, you can just go and enjoy at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can create the content. The stuff that you see as you scroll down the page, those numbered items, were put there by listeners like you. And they could be a YouTube video, it could be a blog post, it could be a news item, whatever you find online that you think is interesting, that you think is enlightening, entertaining, outrageous, whatever you feel like our listeners would find interesting as well. You put up there, and then others get the chance to vote, and you get to vote on things as well. So you can vote them up if you like, down if you don't, and then ultimately we'll know what you think is useful. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. With you in the studio this evening, it's Ian.
Tally.
And Allie.
All right, so you may bring up anything. There's all kinds of interesting news to discuss here tonight. Jason, I know that, or Tally, rather, I know that you wanted to kind of do a pop culture slash liberty segment. We haven't really come up with a name for this thing yet. You just kind of threw it out there before the show tonight. And
yeah,
you've got Hunger Games on the mind.
Yeah, I'm inspired by what Johnny Ray does with his video games. I'm not really interested in video games, but I do consume a lot of pop culture. So I thought, and I came across this article that talks about how Hollywood movies were decidedly anti-government this year. And
really?
They talk about the latest Star Trek, Into Darkness, Hunger Games, of course, which you saw. Did you see it, Allie?
I did, and I watched the most recent one also.
Oh, good. So I'd like to talk about that later in the show.
Great.
Well, I mean, we could do it later, or we could do it right away.
I always want to talk about movies and shows that I've been watching and how, you know, how I think that they speak to the message of liberty in their own ways,
mm-hmm.
but then I feel like, well, I don't want to spoil it, or what if it leaves people out
with.
Who aren't interested in this kind of movie or show?
The article that I'd like to read is Slate Magazine by David Weigel, and he doesn't do any spoilers in it.
Okay, good. Well, I say we jump into it. If you're prepared for
it. Yeah, of course. I got it right here.
As far as Ali's concerns are, you know, obviously if you're talking about pop culture, not everybody's going to have seen what it is you're discussing, but I don't think that means that the discussion is irrelevant. I mean, because, for instance, this is a larger kind of picture that is being discussed here, not just about the specifics of the film, but about pop culture in general and how this guy is alleging that it's maybe a trend towards anti-government, as he uses the terms, content.
So should we vow no spoilers in our commentary?
I'll do my best. I can't vow.
I can't vow either, because sometimes I'm the kind of person who will do that on accident.
Right.
That happened to me last night. Someone spoiled a show I really like, and it was just awkward because I didn't want to say thanks for spoiling it for me. And so I just pretended like, oh, yeah, I already knew about that part.
Okay, well, we'll give it a shot. So, yeah, like I said, this is Slate Magazine.
Okay.
So Hollywood movies were decidedly anti-government by David Weigel. Being surrounded by conservative activists and fanciful Pan Am makeup is sort of a memory that sticks with you. 9 months ago, I found myself at a Hunger Games-themed party thrown by Tea Party Patriots during the middle of CPAC, which is the Conservative Political Action Conference. A ballroom of the titanic Gaylord National Resort, part of a waterfront faux city built by D.C. suburban wealth, and the promise of legalized gambling was taken over by people dressed as Effie Trinket and Seneca Crane. And I guess
these are characters from The Hunger Games.
Right. And The Hunger Games does a nice job of it. It takes place in this dystopian future here on North America. And the people in the capital city are just over the top wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, like, they're at this party and they, like, have this method, this drink that they consume, so they can throw up the food so they can continue eating and partying.
Just because they're so wealthy.
Yeah, but
that's the idea.
Right, but back where the protagonist is from, Katniss Everdeen, they're so poor.
Yeah, they're scraping by for food. They're out hunting squirrels and
right.
things like that.
So it seems like the past, and so there's a big disparity there. I just wanted to just...
And they're divided into districts, so I think that... Are the districts just taxed? Are they basically slaves to this higher culture? I'm not exactly sure how the differences, the inequality in wealth translates. Is it because they're stealing from the districts in the capital?
Well, I mean, I'm sure they're taxing, which of course is a euphemism for stealing, and it does seem like slavery. But the movie doesn't really get into those details, and I'm wondering, Tally, have you read the books as well?
Audiobooks.
Okay, so you've definitely gotten a larger perspective on the story.
But even the movie shows cottonfields, in the district with all the dark-skinned people.
Oh, really?
So, I mean, I think there's some, pretty easy to recognize slavery references.
I mean, it's definitely clear in the film that these districts, at least the ones that were shown any significant portion of, they don't really give you much of a look into. There's like the one district where the protagonist is from, and then there's 11 others.
Right, and the others aren't all the same as, like, they don't all seem as poor as District 12. Isn't that where the protagonist is from? So it's like I don't quite understand what these differences have to do with how these different districts are even connected. So,
well, I think each district specializes in certain products, and some are more loyal. Some are like the ones where... there are districts that where the peacekeepers come from, for example, and where the technology is made, so they have more wealth. But I guess District 12, they just produce coal, so it's pretty poor.
Mm-hmm.
District 11 didn't look particularly wealthy either in the scenes that were shot there. They seem pretty oppressed as well. But yeah, I mean, clearly they're extracting significant amounts of wealth from these districts and transferring them to the capital.
Yeah, by resources and time. Okay, so let me continue. So remember, we were talking about the CPAC event.
Right, this party.
So everybody got the joke. Washington, right across the river, was a perfect analog to the decadent capital in the Suzanne Collins book. While the elites in D.C., this is a quote, while the elites in D.C. prosper and play political theater, the people of the country live in a reality that is the result of the long-term madness they have created, wrote Tea Party Patriots co-founder Mark Meckler in the run-up to the party. Out here, the provinces, things aren't going so well.
Right. Well, I haven't spent a lot of time in D.C., like been around D.C. before, but I've only been there twice, and I didn't really, like, go to any parties there. And I don't know how someone who lives in D.C. actually lives, but I've heard a lot of people say that, people who go to D.C., like, even libertarians who they really, agree with on everything, they go to D.C. and they get, like, corrupted and
really?
Elitist, and they change, and they start to like the government just from being in D.C.
Did you get corrupted by being in D.C.?
I'm here.
Was that your observation at all with, like, liberty people, that they... get corrupted?
Oh, well, Allie comes from Auburn and the Mises Institute, where they have problems with Beltwaytarians, I guess. And
Beltwaytarians?
They're like libertarians that are inside the Beltway. And if you're in the Beltway, you're obviously trying to work in policy circles with people to get your agenda passed, whereas mm-hmm. other think tanks don't play ball like that.
Right, right. So that's probably where I was hearing the stories from, people who knew those
imagine.
Types. Yeah.
But let's see. I don't know. Do they sell out? I mean, they have to, like, receive money from some sources, and is there pay for play?
Well, if you're going to D.C., like,
sure.
Oh, because I'm a libertarian, so I'm going to go to D.C. to try to, make things more libertarian, then your approach is obviously to try to change the laws. And I think that once you get into that game, it could be easy to be like, oh, lesser of two evils. And,
yeah,
then
you're schmoozing with politicians.
Right.
And
but people do that in New Hampshire, right, as activists.
That's true.
So.
But it's not as bad as in D.C. I'm sure there's a lot more corrupting to do. Like, there's greater evils to have to defend right?
There's a lot more money.
The thing about DC is that's the only reason that it exists, right? For this deal making, this it's a center of power.
Well, there's a lot up for grabs. There's a lot of power and money up for grabs.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to continue this discussion here and come back to the topic of Hollywood movies. Are they trending towards what this author describes as anti-government? I prefer pro-freedom as, you know, the terminology. But we'll get back into that here in moments. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Maybe your thoughts are welcome on your experience with The Hunger Games, which, of course, is one of the films that they're citing here. And I'm not sure what the other ones are going to be. We'll get into that here as well. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And how would somebody who was, say, pro-state have looked at The Hunger Games? What would their interpretation have been?
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made, authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4 herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120 count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk.
Times and do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. We give them away to you, and you can, if you like, support Free Talk Live. There are various ways to do that. One of them is to shop with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can enter Amazon or Newegg through the links that you'll find there. There's Amazon US, UK, and Canada. You just click into the right Amazon for you and then get your shopping taken care of. Free Talk Live will get a portion of Amazon's profits. It's the same great prices, same huge selection, free Super Saver shipping, everything you're used to from Amazon. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so we get a cut. That's Amazon. Excuse me. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Again, shop.freetalklive.com. Now, if you've been thinking about getting Bitcoins, it's time to stop thinking about it and actually do it. So here's how. Go to cashintocoins.com. It is the fastest way to achieve Bitcoins in your Bitcoin wallet, and it's also legal and easy, safe, inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. Cashintocoins.com. You basically choose your bank, and it doesn't have to be a bank you have an account at. You choose the bank that's most convenient for you, because all you're going to do is go in there and deposit cash. So Wells Fargo, Bank of America, that pretty much covers every place in America. Usually there's one of those banks in pretty much every town. Or you can also go to a credit union, as long as they have what's called shared branching. So you go to one of these banks, you deposit the money in the account they specify, and then usually within about a business day, you'll get your Bitcoins in your wallet. Cashintocoins.com. Again, that's cashintocoins.com. Now, we unfortunately are not yet able to buy movie tickets with Bitcoin, but that hasn't stopped us from going and seeing some of the recent blockbusters, the Hollywood blockbusters. And usually the critique of Hollywood blockbusters and Hollywood movies in general is that they're pro-state. However, this article that Tally is sharing with us from Slate.com is saying that there might have been an anti-state, or as he describes it, an anti-government trend in some of the films in 2013. Sorry about that, Tally. Let's try you again there.
No problem. There we go. So, yeah, I was talking about David Weigel, who was the author of this piece, was talking about how some Tea Party people were, you know, using this as a way to promote, you know, their
agenda.
Their agenda, exactly.
You're talking about the Hunger Games.
Right. And they had how they staged an event in D.C. So the guy that organized the event, his name is Meckler, says here, Meckler was fairly late to join the textual analysis party, at least since the publication of the final book, and definitely since the first Hunger Games film was released. Readers have debated the allegory of impoverished districts against the capital. Is it a Tea Party parable? Is it a Marxist fantasy of the proletariat's final battle? In 2013, what do you guys think?
Well, you asked, Ian, how a statist would see this, and I guess it depends on the statist, but I don't know. Is like, would a Marxist be into this? I don't really know what they, how they think, what their worldview is enough to know, like how they think it's going to work. They want a revolution. If there was a violent revolution in Hunger Games, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know how they're going to go through with something like that, and if that's something that, you know, a Marxist or a libertarian would stand for, isn't it going to, you know, some people aren't going to like it.
Well, right. I mean, it's a good question. So when you look at the Hunger Games, and without giving away too much information, we did talk about how I don't think it's giving away too much to say there's this revolutionary kind of flavor to the films. The districts that the country has been divided into, many of them are the people there are very upset about the conditions that they're being forced to be in. And I think that even somebody who is a statist, somebody who believes in the state, somebody who loves the state, somebody who, you know, is a fan of a government and, you know, the things that they do, would look at this and say, oh, well, this is a bad government. So we need to get rid of the bad government and put people like me in charge over the districts or whatever. So I think that, you know, from our perspective, we will look at these films and say, oh, yeah, there's this kind of pro-freedom sentiment here. And lots of statists are for freedom. At least that's the way they see themselves, right? They would be for the freedom of these people to rise up against this oppressive state and then, of course, institute a true democracy.
But I was glad to see that the books discuss that topic, where you replace one president for another or one tyrant for another.
Uh-huh, okay.
But that doesn't happen in the first two movies. And I would say that there there is a little bit of a revolutionary spirit in the second movie. The first one, not so much. People, if you remember one of the earlier scenes, people were pretty docile. You know, the kids were getting their blood tested so they could check in for this Hunger Games, which we haven't explained yet, is some kind of lottery where young people, two from each district.
The lottery of death.
Yeah.
A lottery you don't want to win.
Yeah, are picked to fight. And
that was mostly
one survivor.
The focus of the first film was just the fight, essentially the games itself and, you know, how that plays out and who dies and who survives. It really wasn't much political context or commentary. And from what we'd had a discussion about this previously, Tally, that apparently the book had a little bit more to it where there was like a black market that played some sort of a role in the book that was cut out entirely from the film. So it really was more of just like an action film than anything else. Kind of set the stage for the second one, which gets a little bit more into the, I guess, the political intrigue that's kind of going on behind the scenes. And then from what you're saying, the third film might be a little bit more explicit, perhaps.
Right, because we see the books were written from the point of view of Katniss Everdeen. So you don't know much information beyond what she knows. And what does she know? She's been living in District 12 her entire life, hasn't traveled about, has been picked for the Hunger Games, therefore travels to the capital, sees all these things, connects with all these people, and essentially sparks people questioning the capital and then wanting to do something about it. So anyway, let me continue with this article.
Slate.com.
Let's see. Meckler, okay, so at least...
So they're at a party in D.C. that was thrown by some Tea Party folks.
So he was asking, is it a Tea Party parable or, you know, do the Marxists like this? In 2013, either theory would do. Americans are rarely in love with our government, but rarely have we despised it like we do right now. A December 5 through 8 Gallup poll found that 72% of us consider, quote, big government the greatest threat. The highest in 48 years of polling.
Wow.
Even 56% of Democrats were on board with the panic. Only 21% of those asked were afraid of, quote, big business, the lowest number in 30 years.
Well, that would be, I think that would be what a statist would, how they would interpret the Hunger Games, is they would say, oh, all these people that you're talking about who are in the Capitol, those are all capitalists. Those are all business people.
I haven't seen a single business person. They have sponsors in the Hunger Games that give presents, you know, but I don't
see
right, that.
They don't really, unlike a lot of Hollywood films, the evil, you know, the bad guy, the antagonist in this film is definitely not corporate. It's very common for Hollywood films to focus on the corporate bad guy.
Well, I think that the reason why I think I want to draw those correlations is because of the nature of the actual games and like how it's televised. Is that I don't know if I should compare it to like reality TV. I know other people have like, you know, drawn those lines, but then, you know, maybe it's more like watching sports. But it's weird to me that like what are the Hunger Games in today's world, but like some kind of form of entertainment, which the government doesn't provide entertainment as a service.
We will come back with more. I don't know if you can draw a parallel in that way, but you're welcome to add your thoughts in here at 855-450-FREE. And I'd be interested in knowing, you know, do you know any people that love the state, and what are their views of this film? For Talk Live.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
New year, new website, new ways to protect your health and privacy. To thank you for our recent success, BlockItPocket.com is extending our holiday offers. See these new, get one free New Year deals only at BlockItPocket.com and only through January 31st. Enhance cell phone and wireless device safety and security with products that work from a family-owned American business. Call or click 888-315-9618 or BlockItPocket.com, your source for wireless protection and information.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control toll free here. Share your thoughts on pop culture. Hollywood films, are they taking an anti-government turn? That's what one of the authors over at Slate.com is suggesting. Of course, I prefer pro-freedom rather than anti-government, but nonetheless, is there any truth to this? We're going to delve in a little bit further into the story, and of course, we're welcoming your thoughts as well at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And if privacy matters to you, and it should, you should take a look into ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network that encrypts all of your internet data, meaning that anything that leaves your computer is encrypted. So when it reaches your internet service provider, which is the first stop on the way to the rest of the internet, your ISP no longer has any idea what you're doing. Because right now, if you're not using ProXPN, you're not encrypting your data, you are probably being monitored by your ISP. They're probably recording every website you visit, as well as every internet search that you make for at least 6 months, sometimes as long as 5 years. Of course, that makes it easy for the government to come along and take a look-see at what your internet habits have been. So if you've got ProXPN, you can actually solve that problem because everything's encrypted. It's sent to the ProXPN servers, and then from their server, it's sent out to the rest of the internet at that point. So ProXPN protects you from your ISP snooping on you, and they also protect your location, because when you have the ProXPN premium account, you get to select which server to which you want to connect all across the world. There are different locations, and so that makes it look like you're actually in a different place than you really are. So those websites that try to detect your location, they won't know where you are anymore. It'll look like you're in Singapore or Dallas or whatever, you know, whichever server you select. Plus, ProXPN gets you around blockages. Let's say you're taking a trip to China. Well, grab your laptop, put Pro XPN's app on there, and then you'll be able to get around the Chinese blockages or whatever other country or workplace or school, because there's lots of different types of internet restrictions out there. Pro XPN gets you around all those. ProXPN.com/FTL. You can go and get signed up there. And then when you're ready to start with their premium account, which has unlimited bandwidth and there's no limits on the types of services that you can run. So if you want to do torrenting, you want to do private torrenting, you can do that with Pro XPN. So protect yourself. ProXPN.com/FTL. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, and Android phones. So not just for phones, but for, you know, desktop computers, laptops. Even Linux users can use Pro XPN. There's a bit of a different setup for Linux users, but it's pretty simple. So again, proxpn.com/FTL. Use discount code FTL20 and get 20% off for the lifetime of the account. That breaks the price down on the annual package to about $5 a month. Or save even more with Bitcoin. By paying in Bitcoin for the annual package, you'll save 33%. proxpn.com/FTL. Discount code FTL20 saves you 20% on the lifetime of the account. So we continue here. Tally is sharing with us a story from Slate.com. Is or are Hollywood movies becoming more anti-government? Was 2013 a banner year for films like this?
So before the commercial break, Allie had a question. Oh.
So I've already lost it.
Oh, okay.
You got to write down questions.
I should have
bring it back.
No problem. So we were talking about the Hunger Games, and Dave Weigel continues in the article. The Hunger Games, Catching Fire, is on track to be the year's biggest grossing film, overtaking Iron Man 3, which Weigel says is the superhero trilogy that had been about a capitalist who breaks away from the government defense contracting racket. That's a nice way to put the Iron Man movies.
All right.
That was dropped in round three. It was up to Olympus Had Fallen, the more somber and ridiculous of this year's two Assault on the White House movies, to make a villain out of a Secret Service agent who'd become a Shudder private contractor. You guys see that movie?
I don't know what that is.
I didn't see it.
I downloaded Olympus Has Fallen and the other one, White House Down, and both were terrible. These attacks on the White House movie is really bad.
It sounds like some kind of scare movie. Like, what if this happened? We better bulk up security and make sure we have a nice big military.
Right. Well, the security was compromised because of the bad Secret Service agents.
Do you remember back in 1996, they had the Independence Day movie where the White House mm-hmm. gets blown up by the mm-hmm. aliens?
Mm-hmm.
I remember the audience reaction to that was positive.
Oh, wow.
If I'm recalling correctly. I don't know. It's been a long time, but...
Okay, so, back in the Iron Man series, the new danger was a jealous madman who can create dangerous superpowers at his think tank. His plan nearly succeeds, partly because the government commandeers a spare Iron Man suit, gives it to a fairly competent soldier, then blunders into traps and ruses that let it fall into the hands of terrorists. And they're all obedded to a corrupt vice president. It was like this all over the blockbuster and near-blockbuster charts. In Star Trek Into Darkness, every threat emanated from a violent government official or botched government project.
Hmm. All right.
All in order to fool the people of Earth into militarizing Starfleet. Now, that's really interesting. Of course, the Star Trek movies have been rebooted. This is the second one J.J. Abrams is directing. And then he's going to go on to, reboot the Star Wars franchise.
Oh, wow.
For Disney. But,
wait a minute. They're not going to reboot Star Wars. They're doing another episode, are they not? I believe they're doing, episode 7.
All I know is that George Lucas sold everything he has to Disney.
Yep.
They put J.J. Abrams in charge. I think it's going to be a lot different.
No, it may be different, but the advertisement I saw was mm-hmm. for Episode 7, which would be the next one in the series after 6.
I guess when I say reboot it, it's probably going to have a different look. Hopefully, it's going to have
I don't know. I mean, effects. Obviously, it's going to have better effects than the late 70s will, but...
Well, no, the last three movies were pretty CGI intensive. I don't know. We'll see.
Hard to say.
It's going to be totally different than because Lucas isn't going to really be involved. Okay, so he goes.
That's probably a good thing.
I think so. Yeah. That was interesting though, because Star Trek Into Darkness, this last movie, was all about the government trying to stage this type of 9/11 so they can get more power and totally militarize Starfleet.
It was about like false flag attacks and things like that?
Exactly.
Wow.
And that's why it went into darkness. And Star Trek has historically been an optimistic, a utopian series.
Well, right. I mean, wasn't Roddenberry a communist? I mean, wasn't it essentially an advocacy of some sort of level of communism?
I don't know about name calling, but couldn't you have communism if you have replicators that can create anything? There's no scarcity. Yeah. So what's wrong with communism if you're not using the force of government?
Right. Yeah.
Think about that. So Pacific Rim and World War Z were lessons in how risk-averse, paranoid bureaucrats can ruin everything. In each film, leaders too scared to actually, quote, cancel the apocalypse, build massive walls meant to hold it off. Does it work? Of course it doesn't work. Plunging recklessly into suicide missions, avoiding the orders from above, that's what works. World War Z gave us the added agita of callous soldiers kicking the family of a lost hero off a safe cruiser and into a refugee camp, even though the hope of mankind had been tethered to his quest. And the deal was that his family would be protected. Government, is there anything it can't screw up? Apparently, nope. At the Art House, Dallas Buyers Club presented the most meddlesome and accidentally murderous federal bureaucrat since the EPA agent from Ghostbusters. Ron Woodruff, given unforgettable gangly life by Matthew McConaughey, becomes an outlaw, smuggling drugs from Mexico and Japan and getting and gets collared by an FDA that's in the pocket of Big Pharma.
I'm lost. What movie are we talking about?
Oh, it was called Dallas Buyers Club.
Okay, so I didn't realize that.
Yeah, well, he called it an art house movie, but okay. It actually looks really good, and it's a true story.
Gotcha.
What really makes the FDA plotline click is the casting. The vindictive FDA agent, McConaughey's Javert, I guess he's referring to Les Mis, is played by Michael O'Neill. Google his name. You'll find the character actor most recognizable from his years as a Secret Service agent on The West Wing. Watching O'Neill try his damnedest to kill AIDS patients, I kept thinking of T.A. Frank's essay about the hate-watching that Washington was now providing Americans.
Hate-watching?
Yeah.
What is that?
In a whole slew of shows. Scandal, Veep, House of Cards, Alpha House.
Yep.
Hate watching, I guess, is like watching something that you don't like. I guess The Sopranos. And
right, right.
Enjoyment from that.
You're into watching something that you just hate so much. Like, or people who know so much about, you know, Miley Cyrus because they hate her.
All right. All right. We'll come back here. 855, 453. Is there something to all this? Will people really key in on these details? It's Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income16.com now. That's income16.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income16.com. That's income16.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, bring up what you want here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Are Hollywood films more anti-state than they have been in the past? The article that Tally is sharing with us from Slate.com suggests that maybe they are. At least they say that 2013 was a banner year for pro-freedom or anti-government films, and also other things. They mentioned some television productions as well. We'll get back into that here in a moment. Want to encourage you to check out the Bitcoin Store. If you've got Bitcoins and you want to turn them into real-life items, consumer electronics, go to BitcoinStore.com. Over 500,000 items are available there for immediate shipment, and they're available to you at 0% above cost. That's right. You get wholesale price at BitcoinStore.com. All you have to do is buy with Bitcoins. There is no cash option at BitcoinStore.com. So you will need Bitcoins, and so if you don't have those yet, well, we told you earlier how you can get them. You can go to CashIntoCoins.com. But once you got Bitcoins, go to BitcoinStore.com, get your shopping taken care of, consumer electronics, even computer parts as well. So it's a great way to get the stuff you need if you're building a rig or upgrading a graphics card. Again, BitcoinStore.com. Plus, the government can't track what you buy from Bitcoin Store. You can totally buy anonymously if you want to. You can put whatever name and address in there that you want. Nothing's tied to any kind of credit card number. There's no identifying information that's required. They just need a place to ship it to. Doesn't matter to them to whom they're shipping it. So again, BitcoinStore.com. Go ahead, click around, compare the prices, see if you can find better prices on the internet. It's going to be pretty tough to do, considering, again, there's 0% markup at BitcoinStore.com. Tally is sharing with us this story from Slate.com about these various movies and entertainments coming out of Hollywood that, you know, typically Hollywood's critiqued by people in the Liberty community and people who have been kind of watching films, and they say that, you know, the Hollywood is out there, Hollywood people are out there promoting the state in a lot of ways. But this article is making the opposite argument.
Yeah. So Dave Weigel, the author of this piece, gets into some of the TV shows that are about Washington, D.C. So he goes through this list. One's called Scandal, Veep, House of Cards, Alpha House. You guys watch any of those shows?
I do not.
I do not.
I watched this first season of House of Cards.
I've heard it's very good.
Oh, it's excellent.
I did watch House of Cards, like, but not enough to, like, I think that those kind of shows where there's a lot of talking, like, they're trying to be real characters. Like, this is how politicians in Washington would speak to one another. And I'm not able to follow, like, all their lingo. And I feel like they're using some kind of weird code to do their sketchy politician stuff. You know, they're speaking in euphemisms, and it's not clear to me that they're even making a deal or that they're, you know, blackmailing each other. So I wasn't able to really follow the story, but I kind of got the idea that, yeah, I think most people would, if they thought that their politicians acted that way, Kevin Spacey, is that who played the main character? If they thought that, you know, they acted that way in real life, then I think most people would realize that the political system is bogus, that, you know, it's just a bunch of crooks in there.
Well, I think that's kind of one of the issues here, is that, yeah, on one hand, we have entertainment, and people can look at the entertainment that we're talking about, and they can identify with it. They can say, oh, yeah, those crooked politicians, blah, blah, blah. But for whatever reason, two or three years later, when another batch of politicians comes forward for the election, they get all glossy-eyed, and, you know, they start to believe what they're being told. So even though Americans are very familiar with the idea that politicians are liars and they're scumbags in general, for whatever reason, you know, every 4 years, you just trot out somebody else who says, hope and change, and then that person gets elected, and people get all a flutter about the things that they say. There seems to be a huge disconnect from what people on one hand seem to know, and then on the other hand, what they actually say and do.
I think it's going to change. Maybe that's being optimistic, but a few Fridays ago, I was reading the poll numbers about the millennials and how they have. They supported Obama in large numbers. They saw what he did, and now he doesn't have their support. I mean, does that mean they're going to vote Republican? You know,
I don't know.
I hope not.
People feel like that's the only solution, though, right? Like, even though they may get it that you know, this is a scam and that both sides are bad, they're still only going to be given two options next time, and everybody's told that this is how you change things.
Well, they don't ever. I feel like people don't really. Fall in love with, some people are definitely devoted to their party, but I think, like, for millennials, for instance, I don't even think
of which
that,
you are one,
of which I am one, I don't even think it was about falling in love with the Democrat Party as much as it was about Obama and like liking him as a person, like feeling like it's like the way. I'm going to make kind of an obscure analogy. Like, say, you know, you ask someone what they want in, you know, the perfect mate, and they write down all these things, and then the next person they get a crush on, they, in their mind, they just filled in this person as all the things they want in the perfect mate. The same thing with the president. People imagine, like, who would be the perfect guy for president? And then they hear someone talking, and they just like him. And so they just assume that they know his positions. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Obama's anti-war. Right? I mean, I'm anti-war. I like Obama. He's
different.
Anti-war.
His positions were very different when he was running for office than what they are now. And the same thing's true with George Bush. He said smaller government and no nation building when he ran for office back in 2000 and then did the exact opposite. So, I mean, nobody can believe these people. Any evidence, you know, any amount of analysis of what politicians say and what they do makes it pretty clear they're a bunch of liars, but yet people still get snookered, you know, every 4 years. And maybe Tally's right. Maybe that people are starting to wake up. Maybe some sort of sea change will occur. I certainly hope so. Let's go to Glenn. He's in Nelson, New Hampshire, listening online. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You know, it's a great conversation, and a little bit of my thunder was stolen, but I'll try and do my best here. You know, I think that, you know, somebody in the chat room was saying it's cognitive dissonance. I don't think it's that. I think most people have no idea what the government actually does. Most people don't know what the laws are. I try to have, you know, I'm a little bit of a junkie for all this stuff, and, you know, I'm 51, so I've had a long time to try and study all this crap. But, you know, I talked to my 25-year-old daughter, who's a millennial, who voted for Obama, who, by the way, is no fan of what's going on. But she just doesn't understand most of it. And I think there's a couple of things that contribute to that. One is that the media that they have access to dumbs it all down and really is just spitting out propaganda. The other thing is, you know, she lives in a world where she's just saturated with complexity and information. And, you know, I mean, there's just so much coming at you all the time.
Glenn, I'm going to put you on hold for just a moment. I'm sorry about that, but your phone line's going bad. I'm going to see if we can get you in a better cell and bring you back on, because I do want to hear your opinions about your 25-year-old daughter. Now, Allie, how old are you these days?
I'm 23.
23. So about the same age range. Yeah. I don't know if I agree with Glenn.
I think I was really tempted to say, like, you kind of get to choose your surroundings. Like, if you don't want to, have your mind filled up with a bunch of nonsense, you don't have to. Your daughter has access to the internet, right? Like, she doesn't have to hear news that waters down the real story. She can look for whatever news she wants to. That's, you know, it's...
Or no news.
Or no news. Whatever you want, where you work, they keep the news on. And I've been in those situations where I feel kind of like trapped into listening to a bunch of things which are full of falsehoods. But, mm-hmm. I only know they're falsehoods because I already have an opinion about it. So if I didn't have an opinion, maybe, I think people just pick up things, not even like consciously. They just, if there's some news channel playing, they just start having opinions about all kinds of things because once someone puts the idea in your head, if you don't have any other ideas in there to contradict that, then you just kind of take it as truth.
We got Glenn back, by the way. Glenn, I think your line is cleared up.
Yeah, sorry about that. And let me clarify. If I seem like I was taking a shot at millennials, I'm more sympathetic. What I observed with my daughter was that there's so first thing is, like, I grew up reading a newspaper where there was a lot of in-depth coverage, right? Like the New York Times, even though there's a leftward slant. Like, she doesn't read a newspaper, right? She doesn't get that kind of in-depth coverage of things. And then I think so what do? You go to the Huffington Post? I mean, does anybody think they're getting news from the Huffington Post or the Blaze?
Yeah, absolutely. There's some great news coverage.
I get tons of my stories from them.
Bradley Balko.
I would disagree heartily that you're getting anywhere near.
Why would you disagree with that? I mean, Tally mentioned Bradley Balko, who is a very liberty-oriented writer. He writes about the police state, very, very in-depth stories. Those are carried at the Huffington Post. I mean, are you of the belief that the Huffington Post only carries one type of story?
I've spent some time reading the Huffington Post over time, and I'll just bring it up on my computer here. It's mostly opinion. It's very little journalism. It's like it's MSNBC on the web.
You know, I can appreciate it, though, because what I think frustrates me most about news is that they, and like even, old style way of doing news where it's just objective. We don't have any opinion. You can't write anything without an opinion. You get to choose what information goes in there. And I'd rather a journalist just be upfront about, give me some clues about their biases before I start to read the article.
And the biases are predominantly pro-state, right?
You can't get away with that.
Okay, well, hang on, Glenn. We'll tell you. We'll put you on hold here. We can bring you back in a moment. We'll talk further. I'm not sure what he's getting at, so I'd like to find out more. Hour 2's on the way. You can take control here. It is Free Talk Live at 855 450 free.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor? Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators End of Year Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.